Jastrzemski. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN. Final hour. It's 10:04 here on this Thursday evening. It's JJ After Dark, John Jastrzemski, keeping you company right here on the Fan. Get aboard at 877-337-6666. And, you know, I have been thinking about this for quite a while now because it dawned on me watching a bunch of these old games. It dawned on me, you know, reliving a whole lot of my baseball childhood, memories, you name it. I wanted to put together an all-time team. We did this with the Yankees and the Mets, but I'm giving you now the JJ qualification. So for those of you who want to throw Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle, Tom Seaver, no, not allowed to do it. Here's the rule. I want to keep it more recent. 1993 and beyond. Why 1993? I'm going to tell you why 1993. It's the first year that I started watching baseball and became a fanatic. That was when I fell in love with the sport. A sport right now that is breaking my heart, that is pissing me off, that is making me miserable, and is driving me to drink. 1993 and beyond. Now, I guarantee you, there are going to be some people who don't like my list. Because either I'm going to leave one of your favorites off, or maybe I left off a particular steroid guy. I do have steroid guys on here. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the outfield and the starting rotation was impossible. So here's how we're going to break this up. I'm going to give you my everyday lineup right now. When we come back after taking a couple calls, I'm going to give you my pitchers. What are the rules? 1993 and beyond, every position on the diamond, catcher first, second, short, third, three outfielders. I'm not going left, center, right. I'm going three outfielders, although technically could apply. And I'm going with two relievers. Five starters, two relievers. Let's give you that everyday lineup. Catcher. Now, this to me is between one of two or three guys. It's between Mike Piazza. It's between Pudge Rodriguez. It's between Buster Posey. Some would throw Jorge Posada on this list. I love Jorge as a Yankee. To me, he is below the other three. I'm sorry. He just is. The guy I'm going with here is Piazza. Piazza was the best pure hitting catcher I've ever seen in my life. Clutch, flair for the dramatic, an incredible right-handed bat. Pudge Rodriguez hasn't beat from an arm standpoint, that's true. Pudge Rodriguez was also notorious for one of these guys that wanted fastballs thrown all the time so he could throw runners out. I'm going with Piazza as my catcher. First base is easy. Very, very easy. It's Albert Pujols. It is Albert Pujols going away. You could throw whatever first baseman you want, including Frank Thomas out there from 1993 and beyond. Albert Pujols is hands down one of the most dominant hitters of his generation. I didn't waste much time with that. Second base. This was another one that I thought was pretty easy. I went with Roberto Alomar. You could have made a case for Jeff Kent. You could have made a case for Craig Biggio. But from 1993 on, Roberto Alomar could do it all at second base. Smooth fielder, great base runner, clutch hitter. I guess you could have thrown Cano on this list too. But I'm sticking with Robbie Alomar, and I feel good about Robbie Alomar. Shortstop, no surprise here. We're going to El Capitan, Derek Jeter. And before you bring the statistical arguments up to me about a Tejada or a Nomar Garciaparra or even putting A-Rod at shortstop, Jeter, his flair for the dramatic, his ability to rise to the occasion, and then 3,000 hits, 310-plus lifetime batting average. Of course, Derek Jeter is getting the nod here. But we're not going to forget about A-Rod. Now, as you notice, I'm throwing a steroid guy on there. He's my third baseman. And that is going to leave a guy like Chipper Jones off the list. Which is crazy because I love Chipper Jones as a player. But A-Rod is one of the most dominant and most imposing figures baseball's ever seen. Steroids or not, there's not a doubt in my mind this guy would have been an incredible player. So I got you Piazza, Pujols, Alomar, Jeter, Alex Rodriguez. Now the outfield, folks, impossible for me to do. Because you're going to hear a couple of the guys that I leave off this list. And you're going to be like, JJ, how in the world did you leave off this guy? How in the world did you leave off that guy? My outfield. Barry Bonds. Ken Griffey Jr. Mike Trout. Because those three guys can do it all. Power. Speed. Average. On base. Defense, what's not to like about any of those three guys? And if you think I'm jumping the gun by putting Mike Trout on that list, go look at his numbers. Griffey, Bonds, Trout. Now think about the guys I'm leaving off this list in the outfield. Forget about steroids for a minute. I left Manny Ramirez off the list. That's insane. I left Ichiro off the list. Insane. Left Chipper Jones off the list. I left Big Poppy off the list. I left Miguel Cabrera off the list, who easily could have wiggled his way on. All of these guys were candidates for my designated hitter. Now, I might be biased in throwing this guy in as a DH, considering he's a National League player. But I've always argued he is the best pure hitter I've ever seen in my life. I had to show some love for the late, great Tony Gwynn. Tough call. Think about how Tony Gwynn didn't even wiggle his way onto the outfield. He didn't even wiggle his way onto the outfield. Needed Manny. Needed Ichiro. Very, very tough to put together. But I feel pretty good about this. Piazza. Pujols. Alomar, Jeter, A-Rod, Bonds, Griffey, Trout, Tony Gwynn is our DH. We'll let that marinate for a little bit, but I got news for you. The starting rotation is going to be a doozy. Trust me, you're going to hear one or two of the names that are left off the starting rotation, and you're going to think, JJ, what in the world is wrong with you? Have some fun.